Welcome to the third hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here's Tracy. Enjoy the show.
A teardrop's fine. A teardrop by this morning, I found it in my eye. Funny,
funny
it should be there.
Be there.
I hadn't planned to cry, but I guess I should know by now. No matter how I try,
every time
I think of you,
a teardrop's by.
A teardrop's by just to ask how things have been. And before I can answer, it's invited all its friends. Soon a crowd has gathered, filling both my eyes.
Every time
I think of you,
a teardrop's by.
A teardrop by just to ask how things have been. And before I can answer, it's invited all its friends. Soon a crowd is gathered, filling both my eyes.
Every time
I think of you,
a teardrop's by.
Every time
I
think of you,
a teardrop's by.
Well, for years, there was a great show in Branson, Missouri called the Grand Ladies of Country Music, and there were so many ladies that were part of that. Jean Shepherd, who you just heard there, and Pretty Miss Norma Jean, Wanda Jackson, Jody Miller, Helen Cornelius, Margo Smith. There was just a whole bunch of great ladies that were part of that Grand Ladies of Country Music show. And I happened to be talking to one of them on the telephone one night right before their show, and they were in the dressing room. And Jean Shepherd yelled and said hello to me. And I said, "Tell Jean to sing A Teardrop By tonight." And so Jean got on the telephone, and she sang a cappella, A Teardrop By, to me over the phone. I'll never forget that. That was quite a thing for me. I loved Jean Shepherd. She was so kind to me through the years, and so kind of our fans that we always brought to Branson or Nashville or wherever. She was indeed one of the greatest legends of our country music business, without a doubt.
Yes, sir. I was wondering if you could play that "It's Still Gonna Die" by the Mole Dog.
Yeah, I hadn't played that in a long time.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for calling in tonight.
So
bye-bye.
Taking better care of your body, becoming more aware of your body, responding to your body's needs, everything you hear and read about diets, nutrition, and sleeping position, and detoxifying the system and buying machines that they advertise to help you exercise. Herbs to revitalize you if you're traumatized. Soaps that will sanitize. Sprays to deodorize. Liquids to neutralize. Acids and pesticides. Free weights to maximize your strength and muscle size. Shots that will immunize. Pills to re-energize you. But remember that for all your pain and gain, eventually, the story ends the same. So you quit smoking, but you're still gonna die. Cut out coking, but you're still gonna die. Eliminate.
you're still gonna die. You can cut out coffee and never get high, but you're still gonna die. You're still gonna die. Still gonna die. You can even give a roadie one more try, but when the music stops playing, you're still gonna die.
Put seatbelts in your car, you're still gonna die. Cut nicotine in your tar, you're still gonna die. You can exercise that cellulite off of your thigh. Get slimmer, trimmer, but you're still gonna die. Stop getting the tan, you're still gonna die. You can eat a lot of old bread, but you're still gonna die.
You can search for UFOs up in the sky. They might fly you to Mars, where you're still gonna die.
You're still gonna die. Still gonna die.
And all the Reeboks and Nikes and Adidas you buy, you can jog up to heaven, and you're still gonna die.
You're still gonna die. Try high colonics, you're still gonna die.
You can have yourself frozen, suspended in time, but when they do throw you out, you're still gonna die.
You can have safe sex, you're still gonna die.
You can switch to Crest, but you're still gonna die.
You can get rid of stress,
get a lot of rest,
get an ACE test, enroll in S. Move out west where it's sunny and dry, and you live to be 100, but you're still gonna die.
You're still gonna die. Still gonna die.
So you better have some fun before you say bye-bye,
cause you're still gonna die.
Johnny Rodriguez, Corpus Christi Bay.
Corpus Christi Bay by Johnny Rodriguez. I'll do it for you.
Okay, thank you, Tracy.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
I work rigs from 3 to midnight on the Corpus Christi Bay. I'd get off and drink till daylight, sleep the morning right away. I had a plan to take some wages, leave the rigs behind for good. But that life that is contagious, and it gets down in your blood. I lived in Corpus with my brother, we were always on the run. We were bad for one another, but we were good at having fun. We got stoned out on the seawall. We got drunk and rolled a car. Knew the girls at every dance hall, and had a tab in every bar. If I could live my life all over, it wouldn't matter. I never could stay sober on the Corpus Christi Bay. My brother had a wife and family, you know he gave them a good home. But his wife thought we were crazy, and one day we found him gone. We threw her clothes into the car trunk, her photographs, her rosary. And got drunk and threw her stuff into the sea. I could live my life all over, it wouldn't matter anyway, cause I never could stay sober on the Corpus Christi Bay. Thank you.
my brother lives in Houston. He married for the second time. He got a good job with the union, and it's keeping him in line. He came to Corpus just this weekend. It was good to see him here. Said he finally gave up drinking. Then he ordered me a beer. If I could live my life all over, it wouldn't matter anyway. Cause I never could stay sober on the Corpus Christi Bay. If I could live my life all over, it wouldn't matter anyway. Cause I never could stay sober.
Johnny Rodriguez for you, one called Corpus Christi Bay here at Candy Elk. I heard from Johnny this week. He was looking for Jeannie C. Riley. He wanted to talk to Jeannie C. And that would be a good conversation between the two of those. They love each other, and man, what a great career both of those great legends have had. Johnny Rodriguez here in Brady, March the 27th. His night show is sold out. They still have tickets for the afternoon concert if you want to get those concert tickets, but the dance that night is completely sold out with Johnny Rodriguez and some special guests, along with Daryl McCall and Tony Booth. Justin Trevino will be there, Heather Miles, man, just a whole host of great entertainers on that particular show, so looking forward to that. Hey, good to hear from my friend Gay Stevens tonight. She's tuned in, asked me if I'd play this old song from Webb Pierce and Miss Kitty Wells.
My darling, I have loved you all so many years. All these many years I've loved you, no one has ever known.
No one has ever known but me alone. We've kept it locked inside our hearts and smiled through all those tears.
The dog.
free life that seems to die. I'm the one who calls all the day and all night.
Little song called Darling, Let's Turn Back Those Years by the great Waylon Jennings for you here at KNEL on the Hits Radio Show. I was just thinking of a story, hearing that song from Kitty Wells a few minutes ago. I'll never forget this story of a bunch of the entertainers were in an interview, and it was with a disc jockey, very popular disc jockey, and there was a bunch of the hillbilly singers back in the 60s together and in an interview, and when they were off the air, they were talking about how they kept their momentum up, you know, how they kept going and how on those 30-day road trips and 40-day road trips and that sort of thing. And they were talking about the different things they took. At that time there were uppers and that sort of thing for a lot of those guys that would actually keep them up days on end sometimes. And so they're all talking about that and talking about what they did to keep going. And someone asked Kitty Wells, who was sitting over there in my chair, asked Kitty Wells, he said, "Kitty, what are you on?" And Kitty said, "Decca Records," which was probably about the only thing that Kitty Wells was on. She didn't care for anything else. Decca Records was what she was on. Let's go back up this song from George Jones. He's been on a few things from time to time. And Brenda Carter.
Well, I'm gonna get on that old turnpike and I'm gonna drive. I'm gonna leave this town till you decide which one you want the
most them opera stars are me.
Milwaukee, here I come from Nashville, Tennessee. Milwaukee is where we were before we came here. Working in a brewery, making the finest beer. You come to me on a payday night, said let's go to Tennessee. So we came down to Nashville to the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, we were watching TV, Ernest Tubb was singing loud. I said, that's the man for me, I love him, there's no doubt. I'm leaving you and going now to find out where he's at. And if I can't get him, I'll settle for that bluegrass master plan.
I'm gonna get on that old train.
One thing I know for sure, I'll always be blue.
There ain't no way to get drunk enough to stop loving you.
So
I'm gonna get on that old turnpike and I'm gonna ride. I'm gonna leave this town till you decide
which one you love the best, me or Jerry.
Milwaukee, here I come from Nashville, Tennessee.
Well, Milwaukee, here I come from Nashville, Tennessee, here at KNEL on the Hits Radio program. Hey, I do want to invite you to be sure and visit us at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum. We'll be back open this weekend after being closed for, my goodness, 6-7 weeks. Looking forward to being back open this weekend at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum. So stop by and see us. Always free admission and always some really super neat things we have on display at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum, and we'd be delighted to see you this weekend.
Yes, sir, Charlie Pride. Anybody going to sound tone?
Okay.
And Mr. Shorty.
Mr. Shorty, we'll do them for you tonight.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Rain dripping off the brim of my hat. It sure is cold today. And here I am walking down 66. Wish she hadn't done me that way. Sleeping under a table in a roadside car. A man could wake up dead. But it sure seems warmer than it did. Sleeping in our king size bed. Here's anybody going.
nobody knew where he came from. They only knew he came in. Slowly he walked to the end of the bar and he ordered up one slug of gin. Well, I could see that he wasn't a large man. I could tell that he wasn't too tall. I judged him to be about 5'3", and his voice was a soft Texas drawl. Said he was needing some wages before he could ride for the West. Said he could do most all kind of work. Said he could ride with the best. There in his blue eyes was sadness that comes from the need of a friend. And though he tried, he still couldn't hide the loneliness there deep within. Said he would work through the winter for 30 a month at his board. I started to say where he might land a job when a fella came in through the door. And I could tell he was looking for trouble for the way that he came stomping in. He told me to leave Shorty there by himself, come down and wait on a man. The eyes of the little man narrowed, the smile disappeared from his face. Gone was the friendliness that I had seen, and a wild look of hate took its place. But the big one continued to mock him, and he told me that I had better go. Find him a couple of glasses of milk, and then maybe Shorty would grow. When the little man spoke, there was stillness. He made sure that everyone heard. Slowly he stepped away from the bar, and I still remember these words. Oh, it's plain that you're looking for trouble. Trouble's what I try to shun. If that's what you want, then that's what you'll get, 'cause cowboy, we're both packing guns. His hand was already positioned, his feet wide apart on the floor. I hadn't noticed, but there on his hip was a short barrel bat 44. It was plain he was ready and waiting. He leaned a bit forward and said, when you call me Shorty, say, mister, my friend, maybe you'd rather be dead. In the room was a terrible silence as the big one stepped out on the floor. All drinking stopped and the tick of the clock said death would wait 10 seconds more. He cursed once or twice in a whisper, and he said with a snarl on his lips, nobody's mister to me, little man. And he grabbed for the gun on his hip. But the little man's hand was like lightning, the bat 44 was the same. The 44 spoke and he sent lead and smoke, 17 inches of flame. Oh, the big one had never cleared leather, beaten before he could start. A little round hole had appeared on his shirt. The bullet went clear through his heart. The little man stood there a moment, then holstered the bat 44. It's always this way, so I never stay. Slowly he walked out the door. Nobody knew where he came from. They won't forget he came by. They won't forget how a 44 gun one night made the difference in size. As for me, I'll remember the sadness shown in the eyes of the man. If we meet someday, you can bet I will say that it's me, Mr. Shorty, your friend.
Yes, sir. You're doing a good job, man.
Well, thank you.
Kim wants to hear For the Good Times by Ray Price.
Okay.
And I'd like to hear something about Big Al Downing.
Yeah, I'll be happy to do it for you tonight.
Man, thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Yep.
Don't look so sad. I know it's over, but life goes on, and this old world will keep on turning. Let's just be glad we had some time to spend together. There's no need to watch the bridges that we're burning. Lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window, and make believe you love me one more time. For the good time, I'll get along. You'll find another, and I'll be here if you should find you ever need me. Don't say a word about tomorrow or forever. There'll be time enough for sadness when you leave me. Lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window, and make believe you love me one more time. For the good time,
got a ticket for the early evening train. City in 7 days, sweetheart, you know I'll be home again. But a loving wife ain't loving when she's loving on the run. And so began the story of my life, chapter one. The telephone, it rang at the closing of the door. Will you meet me at the Lincoln in room 44. She wrote the message by the phone like so many of us do. When she went to meet her lover, she forgot it, chapter two. I know the story, behind the story, of the room number 44 at the Lincoln County Motel. I'd only been there once before.
came to the motel, stepped inside to get the key. There's only one room left to give you, it's room 33. I just rented 44 to a family. She said, that's all right, I'll take it, thanks a lot, chapter 3. So now the stage is set, let's go back up on the train. His business trip's been canceled and he's heading home again. He reads a note that by the phone just as he comes through the door. And he takes down that old shotgun, loads it up, chapter 4. He walks up to the motel with tears in his eyes. He comes to room 44, breaks down the door, and shoots everyone inside. The sound of that old shotgun could be heard from miles around. Then without a word, he turns the gun upon himself and falls to the ground. From the window, I watch it all happen in room 33. Because I'm the one he was looking for. His wife was with me. And I swear by the Lord above, I'll never cheat again. I'll have to live with this forever. That's the story. This is the end. And that's the story. Behind the story of the room number 44 of the Lincoln County Motel. Though I'd only been there once before, though I'd only been there once before. Sometimes my memories let me hold and kiss you, but they're just lending me the things I live without. And it's my fault that I can't really hold you. Yes, my ears should burn when fools are talked about. What made me think I craved another's kisses? Another so unworthy, I found out. And my arms should have no right to hold another. Yes, my ears should burn when fools are talked about. At night in dreams I hear her beg, don't leave me. She loves me, she loves me, there's no doubt. But my lips have no right to beg forgiveness. Yes, my ears should burn when fools are talked about. What made me think I craved another's kisses? Another so unworthy, I found out. And my arm should have no right to hold another. Yes, my ears should burn when fools are talked about.
That is one of my all-time favorite songs of country music, without a doubt. A little tune called My Ears Should Burn When Fools Are Talked About from the great Claude Gray. We've got Claude Gray on the phone. Good afternoon, Claude. How are you?
Well, good afternoon, Tracy. It's great to talk to you, man.
It's always great to talk to you. I've got to ask you about that song, My Ears Should Burn When Fools Are Talked About. That's one of the greatest titles of country music, Claude.
Well, I tell you what, that was one of my first records on Mercury, the first or second release, and no, it was the second release, I think, Roger Miller song and gave it to me on a show in Houston, Texas. And I don't know, I never did especially like the record, but, you know, it wasn't, it's a great song. But, you know, I'll re-record that one of these days. Yeah. How's things down in now?
Everything's going great, Claude, and we're kind of getting over the ice storm, and you missed out on that down here, didn't you?
I was just about, you know, a big part of it up here. I'm in Illinois right now, about 30 miles, I guess, north or south of Chicago, right in the area there. And we had plenty of snow, but that was one of those freak snowstorms down in Texas, wasn't it?
It certainly was. It certainly was. Well, we were with you not too long ago, Claude, in Shreveport, and it just amazes me that the way you still entertain, the way you still sing. I mean, you've been in this business a long time, and you've kept those chops up, my friend.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you saying that.
So you've got a brand new project out, Claude. Tell us a little bit about this.
Oh, that's been out now, I think, about, I guess it's been released about 3 weeks ago, and it's starting to look real good. We popped up at number 3 in the National Indie Charts this week on their new charts. I guess they put them out once a month. And, you know, I'm delighted for that. I like the song. And I just hope that people will take a liking to it, too. And they seem to be doing that, Tracy.
Tell me about how you found the song, Claude. I think it came from a friend of yours.
Well, I had the idea, you know, that just music was one of the basics in our life. And I mentioned it to a friend of mine, Lori Tyson, who lives up in East Texas near Longview. And she's a country music writer and singer. And we're pretty good friends. And she sat down and wrote that song in about 2 days. And then I went down, I forget, back the first part of January, I guess, and recorded it up in Arlington, Texas. And it really turned out good. I have Lori and also Lisa Lane singing background with me on that. And Boo Miller plays steel. And it just turned out fabulous. The fiddle player, I guess it's Dale Morris, who used to work for Ray Price for many years. He played fiddle on there. We had some really good musicians. And the song just came together in a hurry, you know. And I hope it does well. And I appreciate your help on it too, Tracy.
Well, you know, it's been a while, Claude, since you've recorded any fully new music.
Well, yeah, it had been a while since I'd been in the studio, yeah. We have a new album out, and I'll be getting the copy to you. Matter of fact, I'm going to mail it to you in the morning. And that's the lead song in the album. And then I have, there's Lisa Lane singing a Patsy Cline tune, I Fall to Pieces, on the album that I think you'll really like. And some other good things on there, too. It's a good album, and I'd hope that you'll let people in your area know about it. And I want to come down and see you when I can, visit with you.
Well, no doubt about it. And I've got to make sure and mention, Claude, your own Facebook, and I know that you have a website. Let's get that information to the people in case they want to catch up with you, Claude.
Okay. It's on Facebook. And let me say one thing. I'm not a great person when it comes to Facebook and computers and things like that. I was left behind a long time ago. But we do have a Facebook page, Claude Gray, and an AOL number. It's Claude Gray 1@AOL.com is my, I guess, AOL call deal.
Sure.
But, you know, just come on Facebook and tell me any complaints or compliments or whatsoever, and I'll get back to you in a day or so.
I got to ask you, Claude, too. You've been in the country music business for a lot of years, and you've seen a lot of changes in this business. What do you think about the current state of country music? Do you think the traditional music is going to come back, Claude?
Tracy, I'll tell you, I think already back. There's a lot of music out there that's called country, but it's not the kind that touches the heart and fills the soul like the regular down-home George Jones and the really good country singers down through the years. You have one down there, Justin Trevino.
Yeah.
He's a real fine singer. Well, you got several. Tony Booth, one of my favorite singers, and you know, let me say this too. H.D. Ainsworth, you know, the disc jockey that's so busy nowadays, has an internet radio show.
Yeah.
And also, he's a deputy sheriff up in Louisiana. But he called me this morning. He asked me to call you.
Oh, awesome.
I don't know what his real purpose was, but he told me, he said, be sure and tell Tracy that I think that Tracy Pidcock is the leader in bringing country music back where it should be, and he's the leader in bringing names in country music back, and that he is just overall the greatest thing we've got going in country music.
Wow.
That's what he told me to tell you this morning.
I'm going to send him a $10 bill. You think that'd be a good thing?
That's a little too much, maybe. Maybe $3.
Okay, sounds great. So, well, Claude, my friend, it's always good to talk to you. You're one of our favorite people and one of our favorite entertainers in this business, and I can't wait to see you, my friend.
Well, it'll be good, and I wish you luck on all your shows and fine people in your stable down there, and tell them hi for me. And I love every one of them, really. Norma Jean and all of them. And, you know, they're just a dear to me and part of my life, really. All my folks are passed on just about. I have one sister remaining. She lives down in over in South Carolina there. And she's the only relative that I've got that is close to me that's living. So my family mostly is made up of people like you, Tracy.
Wow.
And the people in country music, you know. They're my life, and that's what I'm living right now for them.
That's awesome, Claude. Well, we're going to play that hit song called Music By You, and I look forward to seeing you real soon, Claude. I appreciate you taking out the time to be with us today.
Well, hey, my pleasure, and I look forward to visiting with you again. And thanks for your help in playing my record of music.
Here's the great Claude Gray with that new single called Music.
The voice of a child or the warmth of a smile can melt a heart that's cold. People holding hands, toes in the sand, can do wonders for the soul. There's a special kind of magic when we open up our eyes to the beauty all around us. Our senses come alive, and it's music. Music. The passion of our lives. I've traveled around this land, extending a helping hand, received one in return. A friend in need is a friend in need, and love can help us mend all the bridges that we burn. And if our hearts get broken, we don't see eye to eye. There's hope for tomorrow in every new sunrise, and there's music. It's the passion of our lives. Finding happiness in all the little things in life. I've got you to help me make it through the night. We're making music. Music. It's the passion of our lives. Music.
says, Home wants to hear Frankie Miller's Put Me in Your Pocket.
Put Me in Your Pocket. I'll do that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Betty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Two lovers sat one evening beneath the pale moonlight. Tomorrow he must go to war. This battle they must fight. She gave to him her picture with these words written on it so true. Put me in your pocket and I'll go along with you.
Put me in your pocket so I'll be close to you. No more will I be lonesome, and no more will I be blue. And when it's time for parting, there'll be no sad adieus, for and I'll go along with you.
Hello there.
Are you doing okay today?
I feel great today. How about you?
Oh, I'm just sitting here listening to your program. I just decided to give you a holler and see if you could play a few songs for me.
I bet I can. And now, what do you want to hear?
The Outlaw by the Paycheck.
Okay.
And anything by Mrs. Pretty Norma Jean.
Oh, I'll do it for you tonight, okay?
Okay, I sure appreciate it. You have a blessed evening.
You too. Take care of yourself now.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.